One of the hardest parts about getting out of prison is finding a good paying job. But some organizations in Homewood have made the neighborhood a proving ground for helping former inmates rebuild their lives. 90.5 WESA's Onlee Herring has this report from our series, Homewood Bound.
A periwinkle frog with geometric markings crouches in a sea of red, its toes splayed out as it prepares to leap. The painting now hangs in Dwayne Drummond's Homewood apartment. But he remembers when he found it in somebody else's trash.
And that's when I was at a bad period. So that was really just like, you know, like a frog bounces and he jumps back. So I was always put that in my mind, like that's the bounce back.
At the time, Drummond made deliveries for Amazon while also working at McDonald's. The hours were long and he had no benefits, but he had six children to support. And with a drug dealing record that included time behind bars, Drummond took the jobs he could get. Still, Drummond says he couldn't get ahead. But then he enrolled at the Trade Institute of Pittsburgh, located in an old Westinghouse facility in Homewood. He learned about the program from a friend.
And he's like, man, I make $22 an hour. I went to the Trade Institute.
The Trade Institute offers a free 10-week masonry course. Students scrape mortar and stack bricks on a vast shop floor. They build simple walls or more advanced structures. 80% of students have been incarcerated, but the Trade Institute helps them get hired in a range of fields, including manufacturing and carpentry. Nearly all graduates end up with jobs that pay at least $15 an hour. Trade Institute case manager Dante Green says the program is designed to meet the many challenges people with criminal records face, such as not having a driver's license or housing.
I think the cool thing about this place is that we meet everybody where they are, and just being able to, you know, pick apart different pieces of their life that needs to be put back together and come up with a strategy on how we put those things back together.
Green says perhaps most crucial, the Trade Institute mentors students so they can build healthy relationships, develop good work habits, and manage life struggles.
We can train anyone to make them employable, but to keep the job is what we're in the business of doing.
Nearly 400 students have completed the program over the last decade. The program is tough. One-third of those who enroll don't graduate. But among those who do, the Trade Institute says only 8% end up back behind bars. That's way lower than Pennsylvania's three-year recidivism rate, which has consistently been around 60%. Dwayne Drummond got a job as a window installer after completing his training in January. He still worked full-time at McDonald's and took shifts after classes ended. But now, Drummond says he has good pay and benefits. Plus, he says he feels motivated every day.
It may start out hard, but once we got the window in, we wipe it down, it's looking good. It's every day. Hey, I did that. Well, I need to work on that.
Drummond still works at McDonald's, but his ultimate goal is to start his own business. That was Dave Jenkins' dream, too, when he got out of prison about 15 years ago. But, like many who come out of incarceration, he had no credit history. And that made it hard to get a loan.
I'm a criminal. They weren't going to give me a loan. You know what I mean? I'm fresh out of jail. Hey, can I get some money to start a business? Nah, I don't think so.
But today, three massive barrel smokers stand outside what's now the Dream Barbecue. A cook tosses racks of ribs on the grill well before the lunch rush. Jenkins worked 2 years to save enough money to buy this storefront in Homewood and picked people's brains on how to run a business. 15 years later, he now employs five people, all of whom have been incarcerated.
That's all I hired because I understand what it's like. I've been there. For the most part, that's all they want is a chance.
Jenkins says he could get a loan from a bank today. But when he made some upgrades a few years ago, he borrowed from a financial institution called Bridgeway Capital. Bridgeway's Sean Thomas made that loan. He says his company invests in places like Homewood, which banks often view as too risky. And he says that support extends to people who have records.
We don't look at your past. We look at your future and what you're trying to do.
Bridgeway's funders include local foundations and churches. Thomas says he works with about 50 Homewood businesses, about a third of whose owners have done time. Thomas warns clients that starting a new business isn't easy. But standing outside the Dream Barbecue, he says clients who have spent time in prison are just as successful as clients who haven't.
When you look at the pressure that they were in beforehand, this is a little bit easier, I would say. You know, when
incarcerated is day-to-day survival.
Ridgeway plans to open a business center in Homewood this fall. It will join another resource hub the University of Pittsburgh brought to the neighborhood last year. Homewood's Community Engagement Center is located on once bustling Homewood Avenue. Security guard Rob Robinson is the first person most visitors see.
Hey, but what's up? How you doing today?
I'm good.
Robinson used to deal drugs, and he says old acquaintances are sometimes confused to see him as a greeter for the center.
I know so many people, and people, you know, still thinking in the back of their mind, like, what's up, how you doing, what you doing here, you know, I'm working, like, come on now, I'm working.
Robinson spent 10 years in prison, and his boss considers that an asset. Center Director Darren Ellerby says she didn't worry about Robinson's record because he'd made it through a vetting process. And when Ellerby was looking to fill Robinson's position, she told colleagues she wanted to find someone with a relatable story.
Someone that could say to a young man or a young woman in the center, I see what's going on. Please take advantage of what the center has to offer. You could go down the wrong path, and I don't want you to.
For his part, Robinson says some people with records might not feel comfortable visiting the center.
But I keep a smile on my face to let them know that I'm not downing them for what they do or how they might feel. I give them opportunity, like, if I can do it, you can do it.
Ellerby says that kind of connection helps make the center and the support it provides feel like part of the neighborhood. Anlie Herring, 90.5 WESA News.
Tune in tomorrow for a look at where returning citizens find housing and whether they can find a place as Homewood rebuilds. That's tomorrow during Morning Edition and All Things Considered.